You might remember how, during the years of the pandemic, the FDA asked a federal judge for permission to take up to 55 years to fully release all the documents in their possession that pertain to the approval of the Pfizer vaccine, meaning that they were asking the court to keep the files hidden until at least the year 2076. The FDA later went to that same judge and they said that actually 55 years was too short and that they would really need 75 years to fully release all the documents. Now, if you remember, the judge in that particular case dismissed that argument outright, and he forced the FDA to release all the files within their possession within the span of about a year and a half. All those documents have now been released, by the way, and if you'd like an analysis of what was found within them, I'll throw a link to that down in the description box below if you want to dig into those weeds. However, the files pertaining to the approval of the Pfizer vaccine were not the only files that were kept hidden by these three-letter health agencies. That's because at the same time that the FDA was doing their thing, the CDC was likewise fighting to not release the vaccine injury reports that they were collecting as a part of their V-Safe data system. Let me give you a bit of background here. In case you've never heard of it before, here's how the V-Safe system is described over on the CDC's website. Quote, V-Safe is an active surveillance program to monitor the safety of COVID-19 vaccines during the period when the vaccines are authorized for use under the FDA's emergency use authorization and possibly early after vaccine licensure. In plain English, V-Safe was a monitoring system that was set up in the year 2020. Basically, it came in the form of an app on your smartphone that you can use to log your experiences after getting the COVID vaccine. They had both check-in-the-box style surveys as well as text boxes where you can actually type whatever was happening to you. And so people would get the shot, they would download the app to their phone, and then they would leave notes about how they felt, whether or not they experienced any adverse reactions, whether or not they needed to be hospitalized, and so on. And unlike the VAERS system, which was a passive system, the V-Safe surveillance program is what's known as an active reporting system, meaning that the app actively followed up with vaccine recipients in order to see how they were doing. Quote, VAERS and V-Safe are mutually exclusive safety collection databases operated by the FDA and CDC respectively. VAERS is an older way of collecting safety data where one can fill out a form online or manually or by calling a toll-free number, whereas V-Safe is a device app which requires online registration. Both VAERS and V-Safe collect personal information, lot numbers, dates, and associated information, but V-Safe was an active collection system geared towards a younger app-using demographic. And so naturally, you might have a question. How are people doing? What does this V-Safe data say about those who took the shot? Well, here's the thing. Common Americans like you and me are not allowed to know. For the past 4 years, the CDC has been refusing to release this V-Safe data to the public. And in fact, in the middle of last year, the V-Safe system abruptly stopped taking any more reports of adverse reactions. Seemingly out of nowhere, if you went on over to the V-Safe website, they had the following message. Quote, thank you for your participation. Data collection for COVID-19 vaccines concluded on June 30th, 2023. And so the big question is, what does the data say? What does the V-Safe data from 2020 up until June 30th of 2023 actually show us? Well, just like with the Pfizer data, for years, the CDC has been refusing to release this V-Safe data to the public. And instead of releasing the data to the public so that people can actually look at it and parse it for themselves, the CDC has instead been publishing studies that describe the data in the V-Safe system. Those studies universally touted the safety of the vaccines. However, the courts have stepped in on multiple occasions and forced the CDC to release the data. The first time happened back in the year 2022. That was when a successful lawsuit forced the CDC to release a small portion of the V-Safe data to the public. The judge in that particular case, he forced the CDC to release just the top line data, which came from the check-in-the-box surveys. And according to just that partial data alone, quote, nearly 8% of the 10 million users required medical attention or hospital care after vaccination, and many others reported missing school, work, or other normal activities. Now that is, of course, quite amazing. Among a young app-using demographic, 8% reported having a serious medical problem after getting the shot. Now again, we've known this fact for about 2 years now. However, transparency activists have continued to pursue legal challenges against the CDC in order to have them release the remainder of the V-Safe data. And indeed, earlier this year, in January, these legal efforts proved successful. Quote, U.S. District Judge Matthew Maxmerick, appointed by former President Donald Trump, ordered the CDC in January to disclose free text entries from a different section of the survey in which individuals could describe their experiences. The judge dismissed the government's arguments that processing the responses and redacting sensitive information would require too much work. The first two tranches, made up of 780,000 reports from some 523,000 people, included dozens of reports of heart inflammation, hundreds of reports of facial paralysis, and thousands of reports of tinnitus. Tinnitus, by the way, is a ringing in the ears. And so what this means is that in January of this year, a federal judge forced the CDC to begin releasing the portion of the VSAVE data where people were describing what happened to them in their own words after getting the COVID vaccine. Subsequently, in February and March of this year, the first two batches of data were released, representing 780,000 reports. You can see up on your screen an Excel file, which can give you a real sense of how many entries we're talking about. It's over 750,000 released thus far. And these reports show that people experienced a wide range of problems post-vaccination, including things like heart inflammation, miscarriages, seizures, and even worse. Here's just a few small samplings. One person wrote, quote, "Loss of consciousness and seizure immediately following injection. Went to the ER by ambulance." Another person wrote, "Diagnosed with Bell's palsy today due to left side facial numbness and paralysis." Multiple people reported that things got so bad that they began struggling with suicidal ideation. Quote, "For 24 hours after the shot, I was so fatigued I could not stay awake. I also have some very strong suicidal thoughts. Zero appetite." Another person wrote, quote, "Ever since that very bad pain I experienced after taking this, that I wanted to jump off the balcony, my mind has not been the same since. I am hearing voices and thoughts of suicide. Inability to focus on some daily tasks. I am so confused right now." Also, something that's odd about the VSAVE system is that despite the fact that myocarditis was a well-known side effect of the vaccines, there was no check-the-box option for it. The survey never asked about heart inflammation or myocarditis, and so the only place that people could report problems along this line was in this text box, and reported they did, with many people writing about experiencing chest pain as well as burning sensations in the area of the heart. In fact, we here at the Epoch Times, we spoke with the current president of the National Vaccine Information Center regarding this newly released VSAVE data, and here's what she told us. Quote, "The fact that a lawsuit was needed to compel the production of VSAVE data is yet another shameful chapter in the decades-long history of federal health officials trying to cover up vaccine risks by ignoring patterns of vaccine reaction symptoms in reports made to the government. When people report the same symptoms over and over again after getting a biological product, in this case, shortness of breath and heart palpitations, which are both symptoms of myocarditis that has been causally linked to mRNA COVID shots, the public should be warned, not kept in the dark. It raises questions about what else government health officials are hiding." Now, despite the fact that two tranches of this data has been released thus far, the battle over VSAVE data transparency is not yet over. That's because, for one, there were about 10 million people who used the VSAVE app, and they left about 7.8 million entries. And so there's a lot more data coming. Right now, what's been made public is only about 10% of the full amount. And then, second of all, the data that's being released does not have any dates associated with it. If you look at the Excel file, it's only an ID number alongside what the person wrote in the text box. However, it's not clear whether this data is in chronological order or what dates correlate to which entry. And that is important to know in order to be able to correlate and match up the records and types of feedback that the CDC was receiving on the back end with the types of public messaging that they were releasing on the front end. Basically, what they knew and when they knew it versus what they were actually saying. And so along that line, the attorney representing the Freedom Coalition of Doctors for Choice, which is the transparency group suing the CDC, they're now pushing to have those dates released as well. But who knows how long that'll take. Now, we here at the Epoch Times, we actually did send over a large list of questions to the CDC regarding this new data, including the question of why the dates were stripped away from the entries. However, a spokesperson for the CDC declined to answer many of those questions, and she simply responded by writing the following. Quote, "VSAFE participants who reported that they received medical care after vaccination were called and encouraged to submit a VAERS report. If they submitted a VAERS report and the adverse events were classified as serious, as defined in the Code of Federal Regulations, CDC attempted to obtain additional information, medical records, hospital records, etc., about the reported adverse event. All data collected from VAERS is processed and analyzed for unusual patterns or unusually high numbers of rare and serious adverse events after vaccination." Now, in terms of doing a deep dive analysis on what this new data from the VSAFE system revealed, well, that is not yet possible. We need to wait until all 7.8 million entries have been released to the public. As I mentioned a moment ago, right now, only 780,000 entries have been released, which only represents about 10% of the total data. However, in the meantime, while the data continues to trickle out of the CDC. If you'd like to go through the vSafe entries that have been made public thus far, I'll throw a link to those Excel files. You can find them down in the description box below if you're the type of person that likes to dig into the weeds. And then until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.